Today I made an amazing realization. I was walking under the hot sun. Indian hot sun is really hot. And I became physically exhausted. And with this, also mentally flat, like a flat tire. I looked around me. The land was baking in the heat. The ground was dry. There was no shade. And the journey was still long. The next village would come after some time. Then I decided to make a little experiment. And that made all the difference. I focused my mind on the chanting, and I remembered Krishna, who is always in the land of Vrindavan. I thought of a pastime which he does during that particular time of the day, the forenoon, when he goes out and herds the cows. And as I was creating an inner dimension, an inner landscape, an inner picture, an inner remembrance, I began to frame my mind, put something around the mind, and I didn't let it go outside any longer. I stayed with the mantra and with my remembrance of Krishna. This is, I think, a very, very deep lesson which I got. I forgot the heat. I forgot the landscape which was smoldering in the heat waves. I forgot the dried earth and the dust which came when it started to, when the wind started to move a little. I just kept my mind in that frame of chanting and of remembering Krishna. This is a very good lesson which holds true, which is powerful also when we are in the West. Frame your mind. Let it be in that environment, in that reaction, in that thought which is uplifting. Don't allow it to leave that frame and interact with the tanmatras, the five material elements, and how they are moved around by the powerful control of the material nature. Protect your mind by keeping it in a spiritual, protected atmosphere. I owe this day a lot for my chanting and for my life. I will frame my mind, keep it in that frame, and in this way I will be beyond the influence of Maya, the illusory energy.